זה בן איש חי עם פרשת ויתחנן, הלכת ד', ברכת אכילה ושתייה קודמת לברכת הריח. והיינו דווקא עם שניהם לפניו. If a person has food or drink in front of him, and also something to smell, a good fragrance. So the bracha on food and drink precede the bracha on reach. First you say, let's say it's an apple, you say ha'etz, and then if it's, let's say, mint, boreis bebesamim. Aval, orchim shebaim bevet ba'al habayit u'mevi'im lahem hineh besamim techila, ואחר כך מביאים להם משקה ופירות, אין צריכים להמתין, אלא יברכו תקף על הבשמים שלפניהם. Which means that the halakha that we just said is when you have everything in front of you. So then you start with the food, drink, and then the birkat hareach. But if, let's say, it's not in front of you, so, but you know, you, let's say, as the Ben Ish Chai just said, you have guests that come to a home, so the first thing they're given, let's say, is to have a nice smell of besamim. And they know that afterwards they're going to bring out fruits and drinks. They don't have to wait until the fruits and drinks come, say first the bracha on that, and then say the berkat hareach. No, they can say the berkat hareach immediately, because it's not yet all displayed in front of them. Halacha he. Im ze shehu meriach bo hu etz, o yotze min ha'etz, mevarech alav borei atze besamim. Vim hu esev, מברך יסבה בסמים. If it's a branch, if it's a type that comes from a tree, and that's what is producing the good smell, then it's בורא עצה בסמים. Such as, for example, branches of הדסים. But if it's a עשב, if it's not a branch, it's not a עץ, it doesn't come from a tree, it grows from the ground. It's like a בורא פרי אדמה. So if it's something that grows from the ground, it's not an etz, it's also softer, that's bore isbe besamim. He's soon going to tell us, I think, the simanim, to know the difference. As lachen nana, ken, ze lo etz, lachen ze bore isbe. Ve'im eno lo etz ve'lo esev. If let's say it's not a branch, nor is it a plant. Kegon misk. That's the musk, Shemen Hamor, Rav Mazuz translates. Or ambar, anyone knows what's ambar? Suk shel tevalin ba'al reach tov.
Shawarma,
ambar. I don't know if it's ambar, but ambar, he kotev. As, do you know what's ambar?
No, ambar, what's
ambar? Ambar,
זה הגומר.
הגומר. לא מחמצי. But, right? So, let's say you have different kinds of perfumes that have a good smell, that have a good fragrance, musk and the like, v'kayotze, mevarech mine besamim. So there are three brachot that you have when it comes to birkat hareach. Says the Ben Ish Chai, v'chen imu mesupak bo, ben etz le'esev, if a person has a safek, if it's a branch or if it's a plant, or sheyesh bo machloket, sometimes you have certain items where you have a machloket, which bracha you say on them, yivarech bore mine besamim. Then you say the more inclusive bracha, mine besamim. Rav Ovadia writes like that in Chazon Ovadia as well. Ki bracha zo shel mine besamim, hi keneged bracha shel shehakol sheamarnu gabe achila. It's like the shehakol by eating, that b'diavad, if a person said shehakol, it's included, your yotze, same thing by bore mine besamim. נגיע לזה, כן, זה הלכה חשובה מאוד. We're going to get to that in a minute. First, the Ben Ish Chai tells us, והסימן לדע ולהבחין בין מין עץ לבין מין עשב, how can I know the difference? זה הכלל, gives like a rule, כל שהכלח שלו קשה, ונשאר הכלח משנה לשנה. If the basis is hard, and it stays from all year round, which means it has a base, it has a trunk, sort of like a tree, which stays all year round. What falls, what withers throughout the winter, is the leaves. So if that's the case, ve'en alav yotzim mishar hashav ela migizo ve'kol sheken me'etzav hare ze min etz lekule alma. right? The leaves are not from the root. The leaves only come from the branch. So in that case, it's min etz lekule alma umivarech alav atze besamim. וכל שהכלח שלו רך כירק, או אפילו שהוא קשה, אבל לא נשאר הכלח משנה לשנה. But if the basis of that plant is soft, or even if it's hard, but it doesn't stay throughout the year, הרי זה מן עשב ומברך יסבה בסמים. ויש אומרים דאפילו אם הכלח רך, אם הוא נשאר משנה לשנה, הרי זה מן עץ, וכל כהד יש מחלוקת, יברך מיני בסמים. הלכה וו, על הקלוביאנה, שקוראים בערבי ורד אל קנפיל. In English, cloves, כן? הציפורן, cloves. מברכים עצב בסמים. The הלכה is according to the ספרדים, we say, by the cloves, we say, בורא עצב בסמים. ואף על גב דה בספר זכור לאברהם, הביא בשם מעם לועז, לברך מיני, משום שהוא ספק, there's a whole to-do in a word in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch writes, "Bichlal, if I remember correctly, to say "noten reach tov b'perot." So it's a question if it's a mistake in the print in the Shulchan Aruch there or not. So it happens to be that there is a safek according to some poskim when it comes to the cloves. The Me'am Lo'ez, he says, brings down the shita that you should say "mine mishum shehu safek." And some poskim say like that, be'emet. Aval, the Ben Ishchai is saying, the halacha is bore atze besamim. Rav Uvadia and Chazon Uvadia also says, say bore atze, not like Rabbi Ben Zion. Rabbi Ben Zion Abba Shaul, in his Ole Zion, he says, you say bore mine. Shelot u'tshuvot ma'im chayim, Rabbi Yosef Mesas, say you say bore mine. But that's not lehalacha. Rav Uvadia goes like the Ben Ishchai, that say, we say bore atze besamim on the clothes. He says, "Hine ze agadel po irenu Baghdad en vosafek ya'an akelach shelo kashev en he'alim yotzim min ha'shorashim v'gamu nishar mishana l'shana." It has all the simanim, has all the signs of atze. V'chen al kranpal haba mimdinat hayam yivarchu atze v'samim, also a type of cloves. D'chen aminak pashut po irenu mizman ateret roshi arav morenu v'rabenu zekeni rabenu Moshe Chaim k'shayu olchim kahal rav l'ishtateach b'chol shana על מצבת יחזקאל הנביא עליו השלום, ששם לא יש הדס, ומברכים בהבדלה במוצאי שבת על קנפל עצה. Interesting, nice little thing here. He says that this was the minhag already from my grandfather, he says, Rabbeinu Moshe Chaim, the grandfather of the Ben Ish Chai, that when they would go as a tzibur, as a kahal, they would go to visit the kever of יחזקאל הנביא, which is there in Iraq. And in that place, apparently, they didn't have hadasim, so they would have to use the cloves. The minhag was to say, bore atze besamim. Ben Ishchai adds, v'chen asu keshalchu livroach bizman hadever lo takum pa'amayim tzara. He says, when people had to leave the city because of a magefa, and so they went to a place where lo yesh hadas, lo yesh, Ben Ishchai, it's like en hadas, Ben Ishchai says, lo yesh. They didn't have hadasim in the outside of the city. They would use this to the cloves to say atze veze aminhag baru upashut po irenu. Tov. Rabbi Chananel ben Akasha omer, tzar kadosh baruch hu lezakot et Yisrael lefichach hirba lahem Torah mitzvot sheneemar Adonai hafetz lemaan tzidko yagdil Torah viyadir.